This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. The Arkansas Division of Workforce Services is holding a free workshop at Arkansas State University Tuesday morning about how employers can grow talent through implementing apprenticeship programs. This takes place at First National Bank Arena on November 12th. Telling us more about this is Project Lead and Business Services and Outreach Employment Assistance Director Mark McManus and Apprenticeship Director with the Arkansas Center for Data Services, Lonnie Emmerd. McManus says the Tuesday meeting corresponds with this coming week.
National Apprenticeship Week is November the 11th through the 17th. We have an employer forum scheduled on Tuesday, November the 12th. It'll be at the First Bank Arena here in Jonesboro. It's going to be an opportunity for individuals, employers, anyone interested in registered apprenticeship, what it means for workforce development, to come into the meeting, hear from subject matter experts, some practitioners in registered apprenticeship, anyone that has an interest in the subject, to learn from the experts, to ask whatever questions they have, and just a good opportunity for learning. And one of the things that I want to highlight too, Jonathan, is that the Division of Workforce Services has received from federal grant awards through the Department of Labor that are centered on registered apprenticeship expansion in the state. So what that means is we have some training dollars available to assist employers with starting or expanding some of the existing programs that might exist.
So let's talk about apprenticeship. When we talk about this, we'll be talking about this a lot. How would you define apprenticeship, if you don't mind?
Well, Jonathan, I do this a lot, and I always want to make sure that individuals out there have probably heard terms like this before. And I always try to clarify that, you know, internships are things that people have heard about, and those are very educator-driven programs. You know, you think of a student who's here at Arkansas State who may be majoring in a particular area, and the idea is that they want to get a summer internship. So an employer would provide an opportunity for meaningful work experience for that student as they finish their degree. The difference here from an apprenticeship point of view is that an apprenticeship is an employer-driven program. So Jonathan, we want to focus on the fact that as employers think about their strategy for talent acquisition, for talent development, and retention of that key talent, we describe apprenticeship as one of those strategies that has been an untapped strategy, meaning when we say apprenticeship to most people, they think carpenters, electricians, plumbers, those that have been licensed trades and construction type occupations. Mm-hmm. But when we start talking about information technology, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, there's not necessarily a clear path in their mind as to how that relates to apprenticeship. So our meeting here on the 12th of November, the employer forum, we're going to go in depth to describe really how apprenticeship works, the idea that it opens the door to a lot broader audience of people into these fields that may not have been considered before, and how there's a joint effort, kind of a learn and earn model of someone who enters into an apprenticeship, finding that occupation and a career, right, within a particular sector. And that becomes really, really important in our messaging. And we use the phrase that we want employers to move from awareness, you know, they've heard about this topic, to interest, meaning they've turned over every rock and asked every question, and then getting them to a point of commitment, which actually is what Mark, refers to, is that they commit to an apprenticeship program. They realize that there are some incentive dollars out there right now, which we want to encourage people to not miss that opportunity that won't be here forever. But in the end, we want them to understand that it's really a sustainable business strategy.
So why do you think it is that in those areas that you talked about, like healthcare and other areas, that apprenticeships have not been something? Is there certain reasons for that or factors as to why maybe that's not been something that's clearly used yet?
Yeah, there's probably one really big reason. And then I think, Mark, I'll let you complement that with some other things. But when we talk about a skills gap, when you think about it, just because we have this great higher ed, institution within the state of Arkansas, if you look at just information technology alone, we know that there's over 10,000 open jobs today in IT in the state of Arkansas, and there's about 700 graduates coming out every year. that means that that is not going to be enough to fulfill the demand. Now, we're doing a lot of things in statewide to think about how do we grow that talent and begin to encourage more people into the pipeline, but that takes a while. Whereas employers today say, I need answers right now. And one of those more immediate answers is the idea of implementing registered apprenticeship to be able to find some talent that might be out there and they're underemployed. There may be veterans who are coming back into civilian life. There could be those that were non-college goers. I know we've got a great college system, but they're non-college goers. Doesn't mean they're not potentially competent to fill some of these jobs. And so companies are having to realize that maybe I changed my four-year degree requirement in some cases to be able to allow for there to be a broader pool of candidates, but they need skills. And that's even true for a college graduate. When they enter most of these companies, they're still being trained on the skills they need to do that job with that company. And so we're just kind of merging those two things together within a registered apprenticeship. So that's one of the major reasons. It's really the gap that's existed.
Yeah. Mark?
Yeah. So I would just add a little bit to what Lonnie's saying in that, you know, we found ourselves in the state doing a lot of education and awareness around what registered apprenticeship means today. As we previously discussed a little bit, you know, it has a strong history in the construction trades, but it really can affect every industry sector and many, many occupations. Just as kind of a little bit of background about that, there are currently over 1,000 plus registered apprenticeship occupations that exist nationwide. In Arkansas, we're tapping just a small portion of that. So this is an employer-driven system, that meaning that the employer controls the curriculum, the training. They are able to specify under standards of apprenticeship a structured agreement that really showcases what they would like to see the training look like for their particular operation. So there's a lot of myths around registered apprenticeship, so we've spent some time, I think, dispelling some of those myths and just trying to educate more around what today's modern registered apprenticeship looks like for the state.
Right.
And a final, not a final piece, but another piece that becomes important to employers that I've experienced firsthand at Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina is that oftentimes there are folks who are within a company as incumbent workers, and they don't always see the pathway to move forward, right? And so having an internal registered apprenticeship program is not only valuable for bringing in talent from the outside, but also to encourage folks from within to be able to pursue something that they might have thought was unattainable, but because the apprenticeship has that training component, you know, educating from within, that allows people to move forward and basically progress themselves up through a different career path, even within the same company. And that hasn't always been talked about enough.
So Lonnie, give me an example of how apprenticeship has done what you're going to be talking about, what you and Mark are going to be talking about on Tuesday, November the 12th. If you don't mind, please go into an example of how you've used apprenticeship to be able to really kind of make an impact in a company who may not have realized that apprenticeship was something that, you know, that they really needed.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you two, and I'll do it as briefly as I can. So I come from 18 years as an IT executive at Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina. When I arrived there, we had about 1,100 IT professionals, and in 5 years, we grew to 2,500. And all I can say is that that growth was painful, that we couldn't have done that without a grow-your-own kind of perspective. The idea was that there just was not enough talent out there for us to just start drawing from, you know, every college and university we could reach wasn't going to be enough. Bringing people in from all over the country, converting contractors. So we had to think about how might we do this differently. And that's where we identified that before there was ever DOL incentive dollars, that the apprenticeship model was going to be our way of taking, just like an electrician or a carpenter, taking a master from within our own company and training up somebody who was really raw material and saying, can they become a professional in this particular area, even though they didn't have a college degree, even though they may have spent time, and maybe they had a degree. We had folks that came across from the claims processing area into IT, and they had a degree in music, or they had a degree in something other than what they were working in, and it gave us an opportunity to tap that talent. That's happening now here in Arkansas. I can give you multiple examples of companies that I've identified, and one that we're working with currently, and we'll just, I think we can make this announcement. Lockheed is growing by leaps and bounds in Camden, Arkansas, because they've taken on some new government contracts. They've got an expansion plan that's tremendous, and there's just no way they're going to find enough talent in their normal recruiting environment. So by adding the apprenticeship model into there, they're able to find others that they can find within their own plant or others that are in the area or even attracting them from other areas of the state and coming in knowing that they have a formalized program that will train them with a very good wage, right, with a whole wage progression and the fact that they're going to be given a skill that they can make a career out of.
And that's really exciting news, Mark.
Absolutely. It is exciting. You know, one of the things that I want to be sure that is shared during our session here, Jonathan, is that, you know, the state of Arkansas is becoming more positioned, in my opinion, to be able to support and sustain some of the registered apprenticeship growth. We have these USDOL grant dollars that I mentioned earlier. They have an end date. We've got about a year left remaining in the two grants that we still have active. But even after that time, we have a State Office of Apprenticeship within our Office of Skills Development, which is under the Department of Commerce, that is looking at kind of the broader picture of what registered apprenticeship expansion in the state looks like. There's going to be some planning and sort of strategizing around that whole landscape and being able to support some of the activity that I think we've been able to initiate through the federal grant dollars with state dollars in the future. And just moving the ball forward with all of this good work that's occurring.
So National Apprenticeship Week will take place November 11th through the 17th. We're talking about the program that's called Employers Growing Talent Through Apprenticeship at First National Bank Arena on Tuesday, November the 12th from 8:30 until noon. And I understand it says here on the flyer that special guest Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin will be speaking as well. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been fortunate to have the Lieutenant Governor speak at an earlier event we've had. This is going to make the third event of this type that we've been able to conduct around the state. We've had one in Central Arkansas, one in Northwest, and now fortunate to be able to have this one in Jonesboro. And our Lieutenant Governor's passionate around workforce development, a very eloquent speaker, and he's going to bring a certain zing, I think, to the meeting and be able to share some of his experience and knowledge and passion for workforce development in general, and certainly registered apprenticeship is part of that mix.
You know, some people may have certain myths maybe about what apprenticeship is and what it's not.
Yeah, so I think one of the myths that we always try to clear up is some companies think that, oh my gosh, if I'm accepting dollars or registering something with the Department of Labor, that now I've got all this bureaucratic red tape that I have to deal with. And what we've been able to come up with in the state of Arkansas is a really collaborative plan that says, no, we want the employer to understand they need talent, they provide the wage, they provide the work and the content for the education, but that they have partners like an Arkansas State University or even ASU Newport or, you know, any of the higher ed institutions can become partners within the training component, right? And I want to make sure that's clear that how we identify candidates changes and it becomes broader. How we identify where that content and delivery comes from in terms of partnering for the education. And then the real bottom line is the numbers reflect over a large sampling that the retention of apprentices in a company is over 84%. And that's higher than any other avenue of hiring, whether that be just normal campus recruiting, contractor conversion, you know, experienced hires. And that becomes that loyalty factor that gets created because of this kind of merger of supply and demand coming together at a different point in time and ensuring that somebody is truly skilled. And so that's what makes an apprenticeship unique, because the employer has met that candidate where they are. They haven't expected to just go to a pool and be one of many who is going to try to make an offer and hope that they get somebody. This is something you secure them earlier. It's almost like finding that early draft pick or getting that college recruit at an earlier level, right? So if I liken it to athletics, and what that really indicates is that there's been a change in mindset, and it's working. It's working nationally, and now we're finding out how powerful it is in Arkansas.
And you were talking about partnerships, Mark. I imagine that having Arkansas State University, the Neil Griffin College of Business, and other, you know, partners like that, universities as a whole, higher education definitely has a part to play in something like that. How can Arkansas State be, you know, continue to be that partner to be able to help in programs like this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this really doesn't work without partnerships. So partnerships are pivotal to the mix of pulling all the training that is needed for a successful registered apprenticeship program. So, you know, for anyone who is interested in connecting with this, a potential new program, you know, they need to work with their employers. They can certainly work with us at the Division of Workforce Services. Reach out to me, reach out to Lonnie. You know, we want to make sure that everyone's connected to the availability of grant funding that we have during the next year, and also being able to connect with our Office of Apprenticeship at the state level for that sustained funding through the state dollars that I mentioned. So there is opportunity for higher education, certainly. We have examples in that across the state with our community colleges, a little more sparsely, quite frankly, with our four-year institutions, but there's room for growth there as well, and we welcome that, certainly.
Project Lead and Business Services and Outreach Employment Assistance Director Mark McManus and Apprenticeship Director with the Arkansas Center for Data Sciences is Lonnie Emmert. The forum that's going to be held on Tuesday, November the 12th, is called Employers Growing Talent Through Apprenticeship. That will be held 8:30 till noon at First National Bank Arena, and it is free. And for A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.